67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. We hope everyone had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second week of September 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100 in the summertime. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many folks. After a heartwarming summer, Camp Courageous is excited to enter a very busy fall season. As the end of the year approaches, some valued team members are pursuing some new opportunities, and the camp is actively searching for passionate individuals to fill some very, very key roles. Towards the end of the year, we'll be saying farewell to Kristen Lucas, our respite care director, as she begins a new chapter of her life up in Minnesota. Kristen's journey at camp began as a respite volunteer counselor in 2018 and included roles such as garage sale volunteer, summer counselor, summer activity specialist, and most recently, respite director. Her compassion and leadership have profoundly enriched the respite services here at Camp Courageous. Also, Katie Ryan, the program director, has made the heartfelt decision to relocate to be closer to her family. Katie said, quote, "What was supposed to be only 10 and a half month commitment turned into 8 years of growth, learning, and becoming an Iowan." Unquote. Her journey began in 2017 as program specialist, during which time she served as a counselor. She then took on the role of adventure director, followed by assistant program director. And since July of 2022, Katie has served as the program director. She will remain at the camp until the end of the year to ensure a smooth transition. So we always wish these folks the very, very best. If you're interested or know somebody that might be interested in these year-round positions, please get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. And Camp Courageous is always hiring counselors and other positions. So keep in touch with the camp at its website at campcourageous.org. Camp's fall season is set aside for our older campers. It's times in which campers like Tate and Dottie Cummins' son, Charlie, comes to camp, and Charlie's been coming to camp for the last 50 years, and so a lot of his friends are out here during our fall season. On Friday morning at 5:30, we had campers checking in for our Caribbean cruise, part of our travel program. Along with this, we have our regular week-long sessions here at camp. We appreciate our good friends at the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, coming out this past week to the camp and explore Lake Todd and see all the different types of fish that we have there and ways in which we can do a better job of managing our fish. And fishing, of course, is a great activity for the campers. A big congratulations to the children of John and Mabel Kramer. Last weekend, they spent time together to celebrate their parents and also the 50th anniversary of John and Rose Kramer and the 60th anniversary of Don and Joanne Kramer. We had a great time. We brought the van in which they provided for Camp Courageous for everyone to enjoy and to see. Also, a big thank you to our dear friend Jim White, who has provided Camp Courageous a grandfather's clock. It's on display in the camp's main office in the camp store area. The inner workings are made in Germany, and the beautiful outside is crafted in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A big thank you to Jim, who's always there to bring new and exciting things to Camp Courageous. Also, a thank you to Meredith Nelson. She is Secretary of the Algona Lions Club, for inviting Camp Courageous to give a presentation to their Lions Club, which included Algona's leadership class. Along with learning a lot about Camp Courageous, the group learned about Lions International, the world's largest service club, that has 1.4 million members at 48,000 clubs in 200 countries. Great organization and great supporters of Camp Courageous. Had a nice time attending a fundraiser at Indian Creek Nature Center where they're raising money and awareness for a new all-terrain wheelchair. Had a nice visit with camper Tyler, and this is going to be a great opportunity for a lot of our campers to go over there and explore the wilderness in an all-terrain wheelchair. Saturday will be in Bloomington, Minnesota, giving a program to the Camp Nebogaman Scholarship Program. Super group involved with camps. And the big thing that you learn here at Camp Courageous is we're all working together to make our camps, our facilities, the best possible for the campers. Looking forward to having the medals from Manchester out this next week to explore Camp Courageous. And we're looking forward to heading down to the Quad Cities, where we'll be seeing Jeff Ashcraft, President and CEO of Empowering Abilities, formerly known as HDC, or Handicap Development Center. And they're going to be having a big open house. Big supporters of camp. We receive a lot of campers from them. Camp Courageous will be presenting Benefit the Vets next Saturday. It will go from 9:15 to 4 p.m. There's lunch and refreshments provided over at Durgan Pavilion. There will be fishing and golf and zip line rides and paddle boating and you name it. This is all dedicated to our veterans, and they come out here and they enjoy the day along with their families for free. The need of the week here at Camp Courageous is a Shark Rotator Professional Lift Away Upright Vacuum. So you can go to our website for more information on that. We lost a couple of dear friends this past week. Don Craffel from Strawberry Point passed away. His sister, Sharon, was a longtime camper. And also Mel Hullabar from Marion passed away, longtime supporter of the camp. And our camper, Gene Sherman from Discovery Living, was 73 years old, passed away. Our sympathy goes out to their family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.